Look at the instructions for part one. You will hear five short conversations. You will hear each conversation twice. There is one question for each conversation. For questions 1 to 5, put a tick under the right answer. Here is an example. How many people were at the meeting?
Were there many people at the meeting?
About 30.
That's not many.
No, but more than last time.
The answer is 30, so there is a tick in box C. Now we are ready to start. Look at question 1. One. What will they eat for dinner this evening?
What do you want for dinner this evening, Maria? We could have pizza or chicken.
What about fish? I had a pizza last night.
Okay, that's easy to cook.
Good.
Now listen again.
What do you want for dinner this evening, Maria? We could have pizza or chicken.
What about fish? I had a pizza last night.
Okay, that's easy to cook.
Good.
Two. What time is it?
Have you got the right time? I think my watch is wrong.
It's 2:30.
My watch says 20 past.
Well, it's 10 minutes slow then.
Now listen again.
Have you got the right time? I think my watch is wrong.
It's 2:30.
My watch says 20 past.
Well, it's 10 minutes slow then.
Three. What's Michelle going to read?
Can I read your newspaper, Michelle?
Didn't you bring a book with you?
Yes, but it's not very interesting.
Oh, here you are. I'll read this letter from John.
Now listen again.
Can I read your newspaper, Michelle?
Didn't you bring a book with you?
Yes, but it's not very interesting.
Oh, here you are. I'll read this letter from John.
Four. How much did the tickets cost?
Oh, hi. Did you have a good time at the theatre last night?
Well, the play was excellent, but the tickets cost $90 each.
That's not too bad if the play was good.
No, perhaps you're right.
Now listen again.
Oh, hi. Did you have a good time at the theatre last night?
It was excellent, but the tickets cost $90 each.
That's not too bad if the play was good.
No, perhaps you...
Five. Where is the chemist's?
Excuse me, can you tell me where the chemist's is, please?
Just a moment. Oh, yes, it's past the post office, next to a big supermarket.
Is it far from here?
No, Just 2 minutes' walk. Now listen again.
Excuse me, can you tell me where the chemist's is, please?
Just a moment. Oh, yes, it's past the post office, next to a big supermarket.
Is it far from here?
No, just 2 minutes' walk. This is the end of part one.
Part two. Listen and look. There is one example.
Hello, John. Tell me about your brother, please.
Okay. What can I tell you?
Well, what's his name?
It's Mark.
M-A-R-K?
Yes. M-A-R-K.
Can you see the answer? Now you listen and write. 1.
How old is Mark?
He's 17 now.
Oh, 17.
Two.
Is Mark at school?
No, he works now. He works in a library.
Three.
Does he work at the weekend?
No, he doesn't work on Saturdays, Sundays, or Wednesdays.
Oh, he only works 4 days a week.
Yes.
Four.
What does he like doing at the weekend?
He always goes to the cinema.
Does he take you with him?
Sometimes.
Five.
Does he do any sport?
He likes watching soccer, but he doesn't play. He plays table tennis every Wednesday.
Now listen to part two again. One.
How old is Mark?
He's 17 now.
Oh, 17.
Two.
Is Mark at school?
No, he works now. He works in a library.
Three.
Does he work at the weekend?
No, he doesn't work on Saturdays, Sundays, or Wednesdays.
Oh, he only works 4 days a week.
Yes.
Four.
What does he like doing at the weekend?
He always goes to the cinema.
Does he take you with him?
Sometimes.
Five.
Does he do any sport?
He likes watching soccer. But he doesn't play. He plays table tennis every Wednesday.
That is the end of part two.